Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and it is that time of month when Aaron Tompkins stops by from the Smiths Falls Police Service. Aaron, welcome back to Lake 88.
Great day, and always a pleasure to be doing these with you, Bob. Thanks.
And really, the dedication that you have to this, you're a very busy guy today, so we may be a little bit shorter than normal here, but you really wanted to make sure you carved out some time because there's a lot going on that you wanted to share with our listeners.
Yeah, some pretty big. We're happy to go back to that in-person delivery, if you would, being able to meet people and talk and interact with people out in the community. So we have a long weekend coming up, as you know, Canada Day, festivals, always a fun time, fireworks, you name it. It's going to be hot too, which is great. And then we have the following weekend, we have a kids fishing day. So we can talk about both of those.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's start with Canada Day. Lots going on as far as Smiths Falls goes. We're back to the in-person celebration down at Lower Reach Park, and Smiths Falls Police will be involved not only providing security, making sure everything goes smoothly, but you're going to be active participants, aren't you? So let's start with this bike decorating contest. This is your baby.
Yeah, so this we've taken part and we've always had a role in it, but this year they've asked me to asked our police service to run the whole thing. So I'm a little bit a fish out of water, out of my element, if you would, but you know what, I've seen enough of them and great times. So we're going to have everybody a registration from 11 to 11:30, and that's at Lower Reach Park by the Kinsman building. And I'll have a table and some volunteers with me registering all the kids. And we invite strollers, bicycles, wagons, you name it, if it has some wheels, decorated for Canada Day. And I always love seeing what the imaginations of kids and parents enter into the decorating contest, because there's some really, really good hard working kids out there.
Are there any rules, are there any like regulations that you sort of keep to, or is it just let your creativity soar?
Yeah, obviously, we want to make sure that it's still safe. So if the kids are biking to the event, which many of them do, just to make sure that they have that full visibility. And we ask that kids under 18 wear a helmet if they're on the roadways. We're going to be all on private property in the park. However, it's always a good idea to wear the helmets regardless, parents included. But no other, if it rolls and if it's, like I said, wagon, strollers, you name it, I've seen everything decorated before. So we invite, the creative minds to do their work.
Is there going to be some sort of parade or something like that where everyone can see this, creativity in motion, if you will?
Yeah. So because, everything this year is at Lower Reach Park, we're going to do a lap around the white, walking or cycling path at Lower Reach. That way, it is safe as well. So we're all, like I said, on private property. I know previous years we've had over 100 participants enter the bicycle draw. So we're happy to say we have prizes for everybody. And we've got some great donations and community partners that have helped us out with those.
Sounds awesome. And then also that day, you are going to have an information station set up at one of the vendor kiosks.
Yeah, so pretty much right adjacent to where the registration is for the bicycle decorating contest is going to be a farmer's market or a vendor station, if you would. So the town's invited people out to sell their local wares and information booths, and we'll be right in the middle of them. So looking forward to that. And I also have to mention July 1st to July 31st is a kickoff for, or it's a month-long bicycle helmet contest. So we'll be out giving some of those positive Froster coupons to kids that are caught wearing their bicycle helmets. So just a fun day.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. And of course, it is kicking off the long weekend. And that means that police, as you are every weekend, you're going to be vigilant as far as watching for people being safe when it comes to not only the roads, but also when we're looking at trails and waterways.
Yeah, so again, it's just that friendly reminder that the roadways, the waterways, the ATV trails, walking trails, you name it, everything is more full, more busy. So just take that extra precaution, slow down, drinking, drugs, driving, texting, speeding, seatbelts, all the stuff we always hammer home. just be mindful of that, because the roadways are very, very full, waterways included, ATV trails, you name it. There's going to be a lot more people out. And again, just make sure that your vehicles, your vessels, your conveyances, they're called now, for vehicles are safe. You have the proper equipment that is required by law, more so that the vessels, proper PFDs, licenses for watercraft. So just make sure you're operating everything safely and properly, and obviously have those required safety precautions. So again, just that friendly reminder, we know it's going to be busy. We want everybody to be safe.
How's it been going so far? I don't want to say this summer because it's only a week old, but you know, the warm season, you know, really it unofficially kicks off at the May long weekend. So how have things been going?
Very well. We've had a few hot days, but overall, everybody's good. We're still dealing with the construction downtown, of course. So we're hopefully having that wrap up late fall. I'm hoping anyways, but there are a lot of people. We're getting the tourists back now, which is always nice to see, because we didn't have that for the last 2 or 3 years. So
yeah, and I'm seeing more and more of them too, wandering around, taking a look. You see a lot of people taking pictures and that sort of thing. And I also want to mention too, with the construction that's going on, the police service has been doing an excellent job directing traffic and so on. There's been a lot of times where they've had to open up different areas. They were putting up the temporary lights last week, and the police were right there directing people, kept it going really, really smoothly, I thought, in the three times that I had to go through that intersection.
Yeah, exactly. So we have officers obviously there to monitor, and if we do need to shut down the roadways for anything, that's why they're there, and direct the traffic accordingly, because obviously they're changing lights, adding temporary lights. Just gonna be nice when it is all finished, because the other two-thirds of the downtown core looks amazing. So this will just finish it off, and I know the town won some awards for the design and layout. So again, just going to be nice to have it done, but it's just, we're almost there.
I've talked to the mayor about this before too. Like, I always thought that a lot of the buildings look kind of tired and old before it was done, but it's amazing the refresh that the downtown has done to the buildings themselves too. Like the whole thing, it's just incredible, the transformation.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. I've seen a few of the local businesses give little facelifts, whether it be outside storefront or inside the stores. They're taking advantage of, you know what, we have this beautiful downtown core, and a lot of businesses use COVID shutdown times for improvements. So it looks amazing.
Well, of course, we're talking about construction, because summer has been called the construction season as well, but it's also fishing season, and a huge event coming up July 10th that you look forward to every single year, as do so many local kids too. It's fishing day, right?
Yeah, so it's Kids, Cops, and Canadian Tire Fishing Days is the official name of it. And this pre-COVID, I think we were at year five, so we'll say year six, because we had the first time in 3 years that we've been able to do it. But man, it's taken off. Our first one, we had maybe 50, 60 kids. And now 2019, we had well over 200. So plus parents, plus guardians. So this year, what we found is we're going to shorten up this year to a 2-hour window. There's a lot of 6-year-olds, 5-year-olds that just can't handle being there for 4 hours. Or we want to make sure if people win prizes that they're there. And that's all part of the fun aspect for kids. There's lots of giveaways, but we're going 9:30 to 11:30. The Kinsman Club, again, has been amazing community partners. So they're going to give a free lunch to every child that registers. And just be on the lookout, because I'm going to post a social media poster with the information how to pre-register. And we ask that people do that, just so we know approximate numbers, because we have Canadian Tire, another community sponsor, as part of this, that they donate all the worms and some of the equipment for the event. So we want to make sure everybody has. We do have some extra rods and reels on hand. However, we don't have 200. So if you have your own equipment, please bring it down. But more importantly, it's the last day for the free family day of fishing. So adults can also fish. So take advantage of that as well. But if you're fishing with a child any other time, you don't have to have a license. So,
Well, it certainly sounds good. And I know the kids look forward to it, and it's going to be quite the crowd that gathers down there. And you always look forward to it too, don't you?
It's one of my favorite things as far as community events, because you get 200 plus kids and they're interacting. They're out in public. They're out actually nature, if you would, with grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, other siblings. And it's just a really fun event. We have lots of our staff. They look forward to it every year as well. And then we partner up with some, like I said, we have the Police Association of Ontario. They help us financially with getting some of the prizes, our own police association, our own police service. We have Canadian Tire that we're partnered up. We have volunteers from victim services come out, Crime Stoppers, and you name it. It's one of our biggest events, and I truly do look forward to it. So again, Kinsmen Club, they're amazing. They feed every kid. So we're going to put that off till the very end. So from 9:30 till 11:30 is going to be the actual fishing. And then after we're finished with the prizes, which would be probably 11 to 11:30, every child can then go get their lunch, because we were finding it was taking a little bit longer, and we're waiting on families to come back because there was 200 kids getting free lunch. So we said, let's just put the lunch at the end of the event, and then kids can go whenever they want.
Sounds good. All right. Well, best of luck for that, Aaron. And I do notice that at least once a month when we have you on here, you do mention that one of the events that you're talking about is one of your favorite things. So you must really like your job.
Yeah, I have lots of them. And you know what? More importantly, we're just so happy to be back to in-person. The last two summers have been, I mean, my job and my role is to be out in the community. And I mean, I can go out there, but nobody could come and visit me. So this year is totally different. Look forward to all the summer events.
Absolutely. Well, Aaron, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. We appreciate your monthly visits, and we look forward to our next one.
Excellent. Likewise. And again, thank you for the partnership with Lake 88.
It's our pleasure. Aaron Tompkins, constable with the Smiths Falls Police Service, our guest on In Focus today. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.